And it's 6:20. And I believe we are on Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Yes, we're on Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Vayishalach Hasayayin Me'itai. That's what we're up to. Vayishalach Hasayayin 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. About 15 lines to the bottom. Shalach Hasayayin Me'itai Liris HaKalu HaMayim Amr Abirim Mekanshi Atirasim Shalayim Pustahirim Matzadikim. Said Vayishalach Hasayayin Me'itai. So we see that the Tzadikim Pustahirim live with the Tzadikim, and Rashi says they can tell the difference between the Tzadik and the Rasha. Brings a Gemara in somewhere else, which they say is, I forgot where they said it was, the Gemara that says that the tzadikim can recognize, the birds can recognize tzarei ayin. I believe it's in the Saita. That's the Gemara Baita. Hine Allah Zayas Tara Bafia, Amar Ablazo, Amar Yainav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yainav was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ravani Shalom, Yimizanayis Amarurim, Kizayas, that my Mizayin is be bitter like an olive, Umasurim B'yadchon, give it over to your hand, not be as sweet as honey and given over to a human. My mash b'day teref lushna the mizaynu. How do I know that teref means a lushna of food? Give me the food of my that I need. They went out. The families went out, not them, meaning they were weakened. The mishanim learned they were weakened. Eliezer said to the great shame, how did you last? How did you last for a year in the teva? We had great pain, great anguish. A creature that I eat by day, we fed it by day. A creature that's normal to eat at night, we gave it to eat at night. There's a certain creature called the Zakisa. He didn't know what to eat. One day, Joseph of Bakali Romani is cutting up pomegranates. Nothing to lot to me now. A worm fell out, Ochlin, and ate it. He needed a bran, and that's what he came asked him. He got wormy, Ochlin, ate it. Arya Ishtizinse, the lion was fed by its fever. The Maravli Batsam Shita not less than 6 days, but the family trace not more than 12 days. Zina Ishta can be fed by fever. Urshina Ashkechina Abba the Gunna Besifta the Stavusa. My father found it sleeping in a box in the tave. I'm going to advise him, you don't need food. I'm going to have Yisrael have a tree that I saw you were bothered, you're so busy. Amina Le'atarach, I won't bother you. I'm going to let you arrive at Le'atamas, you should never die, you should never have Omer. And he says, Imkini, with my nest of birds, Egba will die, V'chachachoyl Arba Yamim, and like the sand, I will increase days. Some say it dies at 1,000 years. I don't know. I'm Rav Chana Bar Livoy, I'm Hashem Rabbi Eliezer. Shame said to Eliezer, Yasa Leichu Malchim Israel Meirev, when you were attacked by the kings of the east and the west, by when you fought the four kings, Atan Hechan Avidatu, what did you do? Amal Yasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Lavram Vaishmi Mini, put Avram on his right side. Av Shadin and Afra, we threw dirt, Vavikar, we turned into swords. Gili Vavigiri, we threw a straw, and the straw acted like arrows. That's what most learn. Not that it turned into swords and turned into arrows, but acted like swords and acted like arrows. Never miss Mother David. No, Hashem la daini. Hashem said to my master, Shevin Limini, sit to my right side. At Asher Sevecha Adem L'Raglecha, I will put your enemies as a footstool to your foot. Chsim Miher Mi Mizrach Tzedek, who awakened from the east to righteousness, Yikreel the Raglai called him to his foot. Yitim Levon Avgoyim gave in front of him nations, and Malachim Yered and ruled over the kings. Yitim Ka'afar Karbai, his sword, his dirt turns into sword, Kakash Nidav Kashtai, the straw turns into a keshes. Nelchemish Gamzu, have a rug with the Kalavis Salkali, I'm a Gamzu Lutaiva. Nelchemish Gamzu was, every time something happened to him, he said Gamzu Lutaiva. Yemachad one day, by Yisrael, the Stu of the Tyrant, Lakesa, they had to send a present to the Kaiser. Amid they said, by the Ma Nishta, who would you send it with? Nishta, by the Nelchemish Gamzu, will send it with Nelchemish Gamzu, the Malumud Benisim, who he is accustomed to having miracles happen. Kimata Lahud Yura, when he came to this house, by Lamevis, he wanted to go to sleep. Amalei, they told him, Ma'ikabadach, what do you have? Amaluka Mavulna Karga Lakesa, I'm taking a tax or a present to the Kaiser. Come up alive, they got up at night, Shirinu the Sifte, they undid his boxes, the Shakul called the Havagabay, they took everything he had, him, little Afra, they filled it up with dirt. He must have lost him when he got there, Ishtaka Afra, they found that it was dirt. Amrachukukabay, Machakabi Udoi, the Jews are mocking me. Kula Mikhtalay, they went to take him out to kill him. Amar Gamzul Lutayva. Asa Liyov Idmul Kachad Minayo. So Liyov shows up dressed like one of the officers. Amar Lutum Mahayat from Mafad Avram Avinu. Maybe this is the dirt from Avram Avinu. Havishadi Avakarbi, when he threw the dirt, it acted like swords. Gili, when he threw the straw, Havigiri, turned like arrows. Badug, they checked for Ashkechu, and they found the Chaki Havi, this is the way of Chaki, that it was that way. Havimachuzu, there was an area, a section, city area, they could not capture it. They couldn't capture it. Shadim who afralei, they threw from this dirt on it, the kavshu, they were able to capture it. Alulabeg Nazar, they took him into the treasure house. Amishkot and Ichalach, take what you want. Mayu Lasipta Dehava, filled up his box with gold. Kadarasa, when he came back, Amalahanak Diuri, my Amtasuli, Malcolm, what did you take to the king? Amalumai, the Shakli Malcolm to Lahasa, whatever I took from there, here I took, brought to there. Shakli Inu, they went and took Amtulahasa, and they brought it there. Katlinu Lahalak Diuri, and they killed those inhabitants.
Really?
Yes.
I think someone asked this before, but. Even though he was
a hundred degrees, why would he tell the innkeeper? I think the character I saw is when one lives a life of Gamzul Taiva, just there's no reason to do anything. Just be yourself and do the right thing, and Rabbi Hashem takes care of everything else. That's why I think I saw the answer. I know I said it over in the middle of the week, and somebody said to me, don't you have to make a shtablos and try it? The answer is, I don't know the answer, but that's what I saw. That if you live like Nachum Ish Gamzu, makes no difference what you tell them. He lived this way. There's certain people that live this way. It's not like they're Shai Machananes. This is their Teva. They live in a different world than we do. They seem to walk in the same planet that we do, but they don't. They have a different planet.
He was one of us.
At the end of his life, yes.
But he was called Nachum Ish Gamzu even before he lost his limbs.
Yeah, and one had nothing to do with the other. He was Nachum Ish. He didn't become Nachum Ish Gamzu then. He became Nachum Ish Gamzu, and therefore he had that story.
And therefore he had the story?
Yeah, the whole story. He brought it upon himself. He asked for that punishment. That's the Gemara. I said, "Fuck him! Chelik lelem abba." My Ovid, what did they do? Amid the Beir Rav Shila, they said in the name of by the Shiva Rav Shila. They said, Ami, they said, Nivna Migdol, let us build a tower of Anala, Rakia, Vanakos, and Bekadumos, let's hit it with hammers, Kadesh, Yizubu, Meimav, the water should come down. Malchalab and Marava, they left in there to show up. Okay, lived in Achad Batura. Why did they build it? Why didn't they build it on top of a mountain? Amar Abirmiya Barloz, and Echlu Gimokitas. It wasn't just the building to fix up the sky. It was building a city so they could go and do what they wanted to do. They split into three groups. Akas Ameris Na Lubination Shum, one said, let's go live there. Akas Ameris Na Lubination Shum, one group said, let's go work, serve a desert. Akas Ameris Na Lubination Shum, let's go and do war. Zusha Ameris Na Lubination Shum, those that said, let's go live there, Havitim Hashem, Hashem scattered them. Zusha Ameris Na Lubination Shum, Nasu Kupim, Averuchais, Vishadim, Belilim. They became monkeys, Ruchais, Shadim, and Lilim. Zusha Ameris Na Lubination Shum, Kisham Bol Hashem Swaskalaret. Shem mixed up the language of all the world. Tanya Reb Nasi Neim Akulim Shem Avedis Kachab Nuschavnu. They all intended to Avedis Zara. Ksivach Nasman of Shem. Ksivach Nasman of Shem. Adon Achem Lishaskiru. So we see Shem refers to Avedis Zara. Malchan Avedis Kachab. Malchan Avedis Kachab. Am Rabbi Yechon in Migdal, the tower. Shlush Nisraf, a third was burnt. Shlush Nivla, a third was swallowed up by the ground. Shlush Kayim, it still stands there on the ground. Am Rabbi Abel Migdal Mashakach, one who is close to the Migdal causes him to forget learning. Because that's a place of forgetfulness. I'm Rabbi Yisuf Babel Ubursiv Simon Ra Lutaira. Now they say it's in this area of Babel, it's a Simon Ra Lutaira. It's not good to remember because again, this was a forgetting area. My Bursiv Amravasi Bursha'afi, a pit where you pour out, meaning it causes people to forget. Rashi says that's why it's called Babel. Babel means Hashem confused all the languages. Kisham Balal Hashem Svatskal Haaretz. That's why Hashem confused all the languages. So it was a place of forgetfulness. Yeah, they wanted to go back to Kadosh Baruch Hu's place of living and serve Avodah Zarah right there and then. A little bit of a stupidity, if you ask me, but then again. We don't have a Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, so it's hard for us even to relate to what happened. Anshes Day Main Lam Chelik Lelam. What? Yes, but not out of yes, the Kasha. They say not in that specific area. How much of an area I don't know, but that specific area is made forget. That the Gemara Vayter, a ton of Rabbanon, Anshin's time, and Lam Chelik Lelam Abosh, and Anshin's time, Ram Chatam Hashem, they were bad and sinners to Hashem very much. Ram Bailam Azeh, Chatam Lelam Abosh. Amr Yehuda, Ram Begufam, bad with their bodies, Chatam Bimayim, and sinners with their money. Ram Begufam, Siv, Echesa, Ram Zayla, Zayt, after they do this bad, Chatasi Lelakim, I will sing Sin to Hashem. Chatam Bimayim, Siv, Hoy Bechachet. There will be with you a chait. It's talking about if a guy doesn't want to lend money in Shemitah. Hashem Zubikos Hashem, they committed blasphemy. Ma'id, Shemeschav Ben Bechaitim, they did it intentionally. Masitatan of the Brahma says, Ram Ben Mainim Chatam Ben Gufam. Ram means their money, Chatam means their goof. Ram Ben Mainim Silvera, Incha Bechicha Abyain. Your eye will be bad, and your poor brother, Chatam Ben Gufam, the Sibu Chatasi Le Lakim, which is written by Yosef doing the sin of refusing to do the sin with Aishas Potiphar. Hashem Zubikos Hashem, Ma'id to Shrikos Damim, refers to Shrikos Damim. Shenemar, Gamdam Naki, Shabak Manasha, Harbim Yaid, spilt a lot of innocent blood. Tanar Rabbanan Anshin's time, let his go, which will perish and spill him on Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Anshin's time did not become haughty, only because of the good that Kodesh Baruch Hu poured onto them. Machzib Daham Eretz Meniyat Tzalacham, the land that bread came out from there. Sakta Nepach Kamayesh, but the end, the bottom turned over to be like fire. Malkum Safir Avanel, a place where they had sapphire, it was its rocks. And they had dirt of dust of gold there. The Sivli Yadu Ayat was a path that the vulture never knew. Lishizvatu Ayin Aya was not seen by the eye of the eye, meaning they kept away, they didn't let anybody in. The Dechubene Shachatz wasn't stepped on by some creature. I don't forget what Shachatz is, some creature. The Adal of Shacho was not visited, not step on it, a lion. We have everything. We are self-sufficient. Why do we need other people, wayfarers? Why do we need travelers? They only come and they take away our money. Let us make people forget that we exist. As it says in the Pasuk, Paretz Nachal Me'am Gar. Anybody help me with that? A stream has burst forth. From what? A normal course on the Shkachim and Irego, they make people forget their feet to go there. Dalu me'ena shnou, they remove themselves from people walking around, you know, moving there. Very sharp matter says the pasuk until when Rashi learns the Haisusu means will look for treachery against people. Haratzul kulkam, you all kill kikir natui, like a bent over wall, gather ratchuya, like a fence that's pushed down. Malamich I nice to my name Bali Maman. They used to see people that had money that came to visit. Or Meshiva I say Takir, they put him next to a wall natui that was bent, the Taikan I saw them, they pushed it on him. Then Obama and Aitlam with Mamina, they came and they took the money and they charged him. They charged the family for the fact that he ruined the wall. Darish Rabbi Maitre Siva says in the Pasuk, Chotzer B'chayshach Batim, they dug in the darkness the houses. Yaimam Chitmu Lama, in the day they sealed it. The Yadu Ar, they did not see no light. Malamish Ha'inayisim Ha'inayim B'balim Maman, they gave the rise, and people that had money, Mavkidim Esim Ha'par Siman, and they gave him balsam oil, or not balsam oil, Rashi says. Different kind of oil. Manich Ha'inayisim Ha'inayim Gizneim, and then they put away the packages at night, wherever they storage them. Larabar, Marich Ha'inayisim Ha'inayim, they smelled it like dogs. Shenema Yeshuvu Larab, they come back in the evening. Yamu Ha'inayim, they, Yamu means they make a tumult, like a dog. Visaibu V'ir. And they go around the city of Bon Bechaitim Sham, they came and dig there, night nights and mammon, and they took away the money. Aram Halachu, they went undressed, meaning they took away the clothing from people, Vila Bush without a clothing, the Enksus Bakara, and there's no covering clothing to cover oneself from. Chamar Yisayim Minago, they take away the donkeys of the orphans, Yechablu Shar Amana, and they wound, meaning they hurt the Shar of an Amana. Gvulish is. Right, so nobody came after a while. Exactly. If that's exactly what they wanted. They wanted no one from the outside ever to come. And those brave individuals that decided to come usually met this kind of a fate. Exactly what they're. You are 100% right. They wanted everybody to know, stay away from us. Don't visit us. Don't need visit. No. Gavulich Asigu, they stole boundaries, moved boundaries. Asia Gazel of Yeru stole flocks and they grazed them. Ula Kvaris Yubo, and they were brought to the graves. Bagadish Yishkaid, and on the pile of grain, what's Yishkaid mean? What?
He will be
buried.
He will be taken to the burial ground,
hastened to the mound. Tarish Rabbi Yaisi Mitzipuri, Achter and Ahil Lailus Lasmeya Maktarta Mitzipuri. Rabbi Yaisi Tarish this in Tzipuri, and that night there were 300 breakins in Tzipuri. Asa Vakamatar, they came and they bothered him. Amalay, they said, Yahavis Urkal the Gambi, you gave away to the Ganavim. Amalay, Yavidan and Asa Gambi, I didn't know Ganavim come to the Shir. He could not have said, Rabbi Yaisi, he's trying to show you what a big tzaddik he was. So you should not blame him for this action. Shavu Matzabi the Tzipuri Dhamma, the gutters in Tzipuri flowed blood instead of water. Army, this is what they said in Zidai. This is Chatur Marichai Jaima. One who owns one shor has to take care of all the shorim for one day. The last day, Lira Trey Yaimi. The people that don't have, the non-productive members of society, they don't have their own animals, they have to work twice as hard. There was a Yisjasim, the son of an Amon, Yavli Torah, and Lemire. They gave him the oxen to take care of it. So he saw what was doing. Also, Shaklinu v'Kitlinu, so he killed them out. Amalu, when he said to them, by the way, this leitur nishkul chad mashka, one who owns oxen gets one skin, the less leitur nishkul trei mashki. The one who doesn't own anything gets two skins. Amalu, my high, what do you mean? Amalu, saib dina ketchilas dina, I approach the end of the beginning. Matchilas dina, this leitur amari chad jayimi, the less leitur amari trei yayimi. Just look at the beginning, the one who has oxen works one day, then one who doesn't works 2 days. Av saib dina, the same thing should be at the end. This leitur nishkul chad, the less leitur nishkul trei. David ben Mabra, one who crossed the river through the drawbridge or through a boat, Nesiv Chadzuza, had to pay Chadzuza toll. The David ben Mabra, Nesiv Trey. However, if the company came around it, they gave him two as a knas for not paying his fair share of, you know, communal upkeep by donating to the toll. The Avalei Dara de Livni, if anybody had a pile of bricks, everybody took one. That was the rule, you can take one. I'm only taking one. Now, if you two more simchi, somebody had a pile of garlic or onions. I'm only taking one. There were four dayanim in Zdaim. Shakroim, shakruri, which means falsehood. Zaifi means forgery. Yamas Bedina turns the din. The Machile, the Itzad, the Chavreim, somebody hit his wife's friend, his friend's wife. Umapule, and caused her to miscarry. Amrilay said a punishment was you have in the halach and not in the halach. Give your wife to the guy so he should impregnate her. The pasuk in the Udna Bechamid the Chavre, somebody cut off the ear of the donkey. Amrilay, they said, Hab in the halach, give it to him on the cut until it grows back. The Padalay the Chavre, somebody wounded his friend. Amrilay, Havli, Agri the Shaka Lachdama, pay him for bloodletting. Now, Ibn Mabran, this is a guest, the Rashash says, he used to go across the bridge. Yav Abozuzi, he didn't have an easy pass, he didn't have a residency discount, so he had to pay four zuz. Now, Ibn Mai is somebody who braved the waters and went across himself. Yav Tamni Zuzi, he had to pay double. Zim the Chadda, one time, Asahu Kaivis, this laundry guy came. Iklul Hasim, he came there. Amalu, Hab Dal Zuzi, pay your toll. Amalu, Anab Mai Mavri, I walked across the water. Amalu, Kain Hab Tamanya. Give eight. David the Maya, because he crossed the water. Well, yeah, he didn't want to give it. The Jews, so they wounded him. Asa would come to the dining, and he took him to court. I'm going to have the Agra the Shaka Lachdama pay for the fact that he let blood. To find your Susi David the Maya and pay him the aid system that you crossed the water. That's my right term. Eliezer Abed Abraham is Shami Hassam. Eliezer Abed Abraham happened to be there. The Jew, they wounded him. Asa would come to the dining, I'm going to have the Agra the Shaka Lachdama pay for the fact that he let your blood. Shakuglalo, so he took a rock or a stick. Paju, Eulatai, then he wounded the judge. I'm in my high. So why are you wounding me? I'm the Agra, the Nabukuminach. That which you owe me now for letting you blood your blood. Have Nahalalahai pay this guy. But this is the Deke, the Kaimi Kaimi, my money can remain untouched. Have a loop of rice that they had this bed. That the Magnala Orchim, they put the. Is the end of that part of the story.
Meaning,
basically, as long as you knew how to do it in legal code, and you were able to work your way through the legalities, you were fine. It's just that they had such a stupid legal system that most people just didn't know how to deal with it. Nothing we have idea. Habalu Bruce had a bed that the Magnella Arkham used to make the Arkham sleep on it. Kimarach, when he was long, guys and lady cut him to size. He goes, when he was short, Matz and lady stretched him. Eliezer ben Avraham
was okay.
Yeah, I guess so. Eliezer ben Avraham, he happened to be there. I'm like, come go on, you go lay on the bed. I'm like, Mr. Sima had an edder since the day my mother died. I don't sleep in a bed. When a poor person did come, everybody gave him a dinner. Shmei had his name on it. They gave him no bread. He died. Everybody took his dinner back. This is what the condition they made. Everybody invites a guest to Chasanam, out of towner. They will take away his clothing. There was this wedding. Equally as it was, similarly as it went. They didn't want to give him any food. He bought the mitzvah when it was time to eat. For the kula, he sat at the end of the table. They said to him, who invited you here? He said to the one sitting next to him, Atas the mountain, you invited me. The guy was afraid, maybe they will hear that I invited him. That guy, and they'll take away my clothing. The guy next to him took his coat, threw it in the border, ran outside. The coolie did it to all of them, the nafki kula to they all left. He was seduced and he ate the whole meal. There was this young girl that used to take out bread to a poor person in a jug. They caught her. They smeared her with honey. They put her on the rooftop of the wall around the city. The beast came and they ate her up. Rav is a lotion of riva. At least came riva because of the girl.
Rashi
and Chumash brings that this was the Malka B'Batish. And one of them shot them on the word Katzakasa. Notice that the Gemara takes this line and a half out because the Gemara has nothing to say about it, so he doesn't know why we're bringing back just part of the Mishnah. The land covered them. Brings them up, makes them alive. Brings them down to Gehenna and brings them back up. True, they are lost, but they are like a lost that will be found. I wandered away like a lost sheep. Your servant searches. Search for your servant, for I have not forgotten your mitzvahs, meaning they kept all the mitzvahs. He made a bad deal. Made a bald spot in Yisrael. He angered the world like noon, meaning he heated up the world like noon. He blunted the teeth of those who gave birth to him. He was escorted. He became an escort in Gehenim. He ended up in Gehenna. In their council, my nephew shouldn't come. When they gather, my honor shouldn't be singled out. We mentioned the Mashah. Why is this said by Shimon? If it's the Meraglim, it could be by anybody. So the Mashah says, Ulai Kabbalah Biyadam, that Shimon's Meraglim was the main leader of the Meraglim. Very interesting Mashah. Tidbit of information. And the Kalam Altechut Kavaydi is Adas Kairach. Dasan, why is he called Dasan Shavar Adas Kail? He went against the law of the Rabbanu Shlomo. Abiram, Shibar Masai Shuva, he hardened himself. He strengthened himself, but he didn't want to do Shuva. Ain Shiyasha Baninas, he sat in mourning. Some say because he needed to do tshuva, that was part of his tshuva. Some say that he didn't choose. The Shachal Altair says that the mourning was the fact that he didn't reach the tshuva on his own, that his wife had to get him to do it. Pelos Shinasabai Ploys, he had miracles that he got saved. Then Ruben Ben Shiro of Haven, he finally understood that it's time to leave them. Amar Rabbi Ben Pelos Ishti Tshulosa, his wife saved them. Amar Lai, she said to him, I'm Afkulach Mida, what do you care? Yimai Rabban Tamida, if one is the master, you're the Talmud. Yimai Rabban Tamida. Amalam, my Abbot, what do you want me to do? Havoi Ba'itza, I was in their council. Vishtabali Ba'dayu, and I swore. Amri, she said, Yadana the Kula Kadishna Kadishna, you know. I know they're all people. The Sim Kikala and Kulam Kadish. Amalay, so if you just stay here, Dana Matsono Lach, I will save you. Shkisa Karma, she gave him to drink wine. Barbisa, she made him inebriated. Vagnisa Gavoi, she put him to sleep indoors. Aitra Ababa, she sat on the doorway. Vistasu Sulamazi, and she undid her hair. Kalda Asa Khaji, whoever came, saw her, hugged her, and went back. They were Kedashim. They were no way they were going to go next to a lady with uncovered hair. While this went on, they all got swallowed up. Yes. What? Your question? You don't have a question? No, we learned that from Saita. From the Paras Rajisha. It's not the Makar. I mean, halacha?
Yeah.
Not that I know of. Outdoors we're talking about. Not indoors. Okay. Indoors it's mutter.
Okay.
Not this.
Is that the Makar?
No, it's not the Makar. We don't learn out of halacha from a story brought in the Gemara. That's not the source of halacha. The source of halacha is the part of Reisha Isha, the Gemara learns, and it's considered Das Yehub Meisha. It's not, you know, the Gemara calls it Averis al Das Meisha, the Gemara in Subas, and it learns out from the words of part of Reisha Isha. Let the Gemara have the Hochi Vahochi, if it's in the Kairach, Amalei Chazim, my covered Meisha. The wife of Kairach, she said to him, look what Moshe is doing. He had the Malki, he's king. His brother made him Kohen Gadol. His nephews, he made them assistant Kohanim. He asked the Truma to have the Kohen. If Truma comes, he says, let it be to the Kohen. He asked the Meister, the Shafiz of Watan, when you get Meister, Amr Havachad Miyud the Kohen, give a tenth to the Kohen. Well, the guys with the Mazaki, he cuts up your hair. And he mocks you like dung, meaning he treats you like nothing. Like, as the Mepharshim speak out, your hair didn't even make it to the Mizbeach. Didn't even make it as a carbon. Stam was thrown in the garbage. Any of them, Mizaycho, he has his eyes in your hair. Amalek, you didn't have a covet, he's doing the same thing. Amalek, even the Kula Revusi today, it's all his greatness, because you're all listening to him. Amalek, you didn't have me, Thomas Navshim Plishtim. So he says, I don't mind cutting my hair off too. He told you to make tcheilas on your tzitzis. Isak daitach tcheilas chashiva, mitzvah. If having tchelus is a mitzvah, I'd limit the tchel to take a whole cloak of tchelus, because sinu l'kula mitzvah can cover your whole yeshiva. And the siv chachmas nashim ban shabesa, the wisdom of ladies built the house. Do ishta shayim ben pelus, the velus be under tarsena, and the foolish one breaks it with her hands. Zu ishta shor kairach, she broke up. She was the one that got kairach to do it. And again, the story is she incited kairach to the point that he was able. He didn't take go and tina her tinus. He went and tied a lofty tina, which he really believed in. But it came from jealousy, which his wife stoked with her stories. So the Mepharshim all say, in from the Psukim Kalei, the Kulam Kadeshim, Masuas Tisnatsu, the Swarm all say that Kairach meant L'Shem Shemayim. He thought he meant L'Shem Shemayim. The Mishnah calls it Machlokes Shelo L'Shem Shemayim. But he meant L'Shem Shemayim, meaning Machlokes L'Shem Shemayim is Machlokes to find out what the Rabbanish Shalom said. Machlokes Shelo L'Shem Shemayim is to try to tell the Rabbanish Shalom what he should say. I mean, Kairach was trying to say that Moshe Rabbeinu did not have it right. There's a different way to serve the Rabbanish Shalom, and I will tell you fellows how we should serve the Rabbanish Shalom. Yeah, but if the Rabbanish Shalom didn't ask that way, so then who are you to tell the Rabbanish Shalom what to do? Yes.
So then most of the Machlokes Kairach was us on that tip. We don't even include most of this. In other words, until you said this, I always thought that it was
just,
he didn't do
it. Again, he obviously, his trigger point, Chazal say, was Kina. Right? Everybody, you know, L'Shem Shemayim means he thought he meant L'Shem Shemayim. When I say he did it L'Shem Shemayim, I say he thought he meant L'Shem Shemayim.
And Eidas Korach, they did not do it.
Depends which ones. The 250 people, according to many, also wanted to be Kohanim Gedolim. It depends. It's not the time to give a chumash shir in Kairach. But the 250 people, according to many, also meant they wanted to be Kohanim Gedolim.
That's
what it says. Kairach v'adosa,
in itself, there were
machloikas. And Dasam v'abiram, and those kind of people, were not, they are just one interest at all. They make trouble. They were Moshe Rabbeinu's arguers, whatever the word in English is, from day one in Mitzrayim, all the way through till they died. Yes.
According
to
God, let's be rich.
They want to be Kohanim Gedolim. That's why they wanted to make trouble.
Oh.
But they weren't, you know, again, it's one of the people that I don't understand in Tanakh. They joined the list of people that I don't understand. They were the ones that made trouble. They were Moshe Mitzrayim. According to the Medrash, they came out of Mitzrayim on their own afterwards. They had their own Kriyas Yamsuf. They came across, they argued in the Mun. They started making trouble in the Mun twice. Not only once, but twice. And then, you know, and they survived all that to tell the story to make trouble for Moshe later. Why they're still around is beyond me. I mean, they were trouble from day one to the last day. how they lasted and were a thorn in Moshe Rabbeinu's side all those years is one of the things that I don't understand. Right. Yes.
I saw a number of years ago, it was a very nonverbal thing, sort of the Kitanias of Katnasa'ad, that we can't do this, and the Kitanias of Katnasa'ad is that we are all, you know, food and vegetable. The other aspect is, I mean, since Korach is definitionally a machlokes that is English and Shemai, by virtue of the Mishnah, when, and Korach obviously and explicitly thought it was L'shem Shemai,
that's obvious. It's obvious. I always say this, and I really believe this. I, as a Rebbe in eighth grade, I have a lot of times interact with different parents, and they tell me a lot of times things, and they tell to me without negias, or so they say. And I listen to them, and I see the negias. I say to myself, now I'm not any better. I probably think that I'm not negaya when it comes to me, and I'm probably terribly negaya. It's so frightening, because that is that well-meaning people who think they're not negaya, and they're telling you something, and you're looking at them, and you're like wondering, like, how can anybody think this is not negayas? But then again, all it means is that I'm not any different. That when I think I'm not negaya, I'm also negaya. It's very frightening. But I don't know what to do about it. But it's very frightening.
Well, there's only guy talking what to do about it. And there's only guy jailed on the Magna Dimna.
Again, one would need somebody to give him a good check. And say, hello, you're Negei of a Dover. That would be the only way to stop. Okay, that's a good idea. We've got to really move. Yes?
If not for his wife, he would not have fought.
It doesn't say that. He definitely stoked the coals.
I think it seems very valid, being that I would say it was.
She made Moshe Rabbeinu arguable with in his mind. She lowered the standard of Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't start with Moshe Rabbeinu unless you really think you can pull it off, no matter what your kavanah is. And she made him understand that you can argue with a Moshe Rabbeinu. That's my baiter. The special ones in the Eidah. Kriya Mayach, Yedim Abishonim, Lekvay Chadashim. They were the ones that were Abishonim, Kvay Chadashim. Anche Shem Shleilim, Shem Chaloilim. They had a name around the whole world. They were Chayshin from Eshesh, and they kind of the Moshe B'machna. They warned their wives not to be a Yichud of Moshe. Lama Shemur by Yitzchot, Lama Shkal Echad, Elab Kines Ishtim of Moshe. Shnama Moshe Yichud Soil, Venat Lema Chutz L'machna, he moved out of the Machna to get away from it. Vayalkim Moshe V'yelech Odosam Vavir, Mamar Shlokish Mekanshe Machzikim of Machloikas. He went, was Moshe on his covered, he went to beg them not to have a Machloikas. Shnamar, Shabdamar Av, Kal Machzik Machloikas, Oiva Balad. And again, many of Shainim count this as Tayag, one of Tayag. Shnamar, it's incumbent on a person to try to stop machlokes. If Hashem is roy litzara, he's roy to become a mitzayra. Chassid Hakka Biad Moshe Loi, right? That he didn't listen to what Moshe told him. What happened to Yad Moshe at that point was saras. What do I argue with the Malchus Beis David? She was bitten by a snake. It's a different kind of animal. Evan has a chelus. This is the stone that they used to test their strength on. So we see Zaykli refers to snakes. When he argues in his Rebbe, he's like arguing the Shechina. They're arguing in Hashem. One who argues with his Rebbe, I guess, a Chalik HaRabbi is arguing his position. Mariva means stam to tine against him. They argue as Hashem. He has tinus. He thinks his Rebbe mistreats him. Kilu Misram al Hashchina. Shnei Meloy Leinu Tzvul Maseichem Kiel Hashem. Amar Mavoka Mahar Rache Rabbi. And Rashi says things about his Rebbe, negative things. Kilu Mahar Rache Hashchina. Shnei Medaber Amalekim B'Meishem. Aisha Shama Balav L'Rasai. Riches that is kept for the owner for his bed. Amar Shlokis the Aisha Shakairach refers to the riches of Kairach. Skalaya Kuma Shebar Aglayim. Anything that's standing in their feet, Amar Ablazos, Amar Minish Shlodim Shemamida Araglov. Person's money is what puts him on his feet. Amar Ablazi, Masi Gimel, right, desire says in this last week's parsha that the Gid Anasha is the connecting point between the feet and the body. The feet are those who support Tyra, and the body are those who learn Tyra. And the Gid Anasha is the connecting point, and Esav was able to weaken the connection, so desire says. So we see the Pshat is Those who have the money are called the feet. They support the body. That's why they're called the feet. The volume of 300, the weight of 300 white dangerous mules carried the keys of his treasure boxes. The kula cleared the kill for the gidi, and all the locks and keys remain in the leather. Again, we spoke about this. The guzma just means he had a ton of stuff. I'm Rabbi Chaim Ruchanina. Gimel Matmanias hit me Yisav and Mitzrayim. Hit three treasures. Achas Nisgalsu L'Kairach. Achas Nisgalsu L'Taninis Manasaviris. Achas Genuzel L'Tadikim L'Asad Lover. The Amar Rabbi Yechon and Kairach Lemin Ablu and Blay Min Asrufim. He had his own death the day afterwards, the Chassam Sefer says, so he could see everything collapse and then die. Blay Min Ablu and the Sivas Kol Adam Asher L'Kairach B'Loy Kairach. Blay Min Asrufim the Sivas Kol Aishas Achvishim Masayimish. And it doesn't mention Kairach, Veloy Kairach. Masnita Tana Kairach Min Atzupim and Abluim. He got burnt and then rolled over and got swallowed up. Min Abluim the Siv Ativ Loisim Ves Kairach. Different parts it says Ativ Loisim Ves Kairach. And I guess the one that says he wasn't Min Abluim says that Kairach B'maisa Eida. He says Ativ Loisim period. That's Kairach B'maisa Eida. He doesn't learn Ativ Loisim as Kairach. Min Asrufim the Siv Ve'isha Atzimei Hashem Atechus Chamishim Messiah Ish. And we're saying B'Kairach Madayu. We're saying he's one of the 250 people. This is as far as we got. Mechashem tomorrow morning, 6:00. Yes.
I didn't think of this during the week. One group was scattered, and the other group had a language change. It implies there's two different groups.
Yeah.
So that you have a bunch of people speaking Hebrew. All over the world.
Yeah, they even came to the Indians. They had some Hebrew in their language. Everybody always wondered where they got it from.
And then the people who with different languages all
lived
in
Israel. No, in Mesopotamia. Isn't that what it was called those days?
Mesopotamia. And so
how did
they get off to Alaska?
I have no idea. I ended up in Alaska. I'm sorry, I forgot to inform you that we're starting at 6:20.
I heard the end of the